Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's not exactly little green men, but we're coming closer to proving life once existed on Mars. NASA announcing on Thursday they found a significant amount of water in the very first scoop of Mars soil analyzed by the Curiosity rover. Earlier analysis had shown that about 2 billion years ago, there were steam beds on Mars with running water. Now we found what remains of that water. It's a major breakthrough that cements what scientists have long thought. Mars was once capable of supporting life.
There's David Lee Miller on Fox reporting on NASA's announcement that the Curiosity rover had found water in the soil on Mars. So, water found on Mars, that's number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview with you in the next hour the Talk Radio Review, the items that are appearing for the week of September 23rd to the 27th, 2013. Lots of 20s in there. Top 10 hits, top 10 talk topics, determined by the folks at Talkers.com, the premier publication. Go to Talkers anytime, because it's online at Talkers.com to see what's going on in the world of talk radio. So let's see what else has been determined to be in the top 10. Water on Mars, as I say, is number 10. The Army's new tattoo policy, number 9 on the countdown. Here's host Denny Schaefer talking to a caller about the U.S. Army heightening restrictions on having tattoos.
I'm still trying to figure out why they would do this, unless it's a calculated plan to slow down or stop recruiting into the U.S. Army, because they have a new tattoo rule that says no tats below the elbow, no tats below the knee, no tattoos from the neck up. And I'm thinking, tattoos are now part of mainstream, aren't they? I mean, I don't have one, but they don't offend me. They don't bother me. I mean, some of them are creepy, especially the face tattoos. I mean, I can get it from the neck up. I can understand that. But they're worried about the Army looking less professional. I don't think that matters, does it? They have a job to do. You want them to do it, and tattoos should make a difference. So do you think it'll hurt recruiting? What you got, Derek?
Hey, actually, I don't think it has anything to do with professionalism. I think what it really comes down to is the Army has become a recruiting business for gangs and extreme groups.
The Army has become a recruiting base for gangs?
And extreme groups, yes.
Can Muslims get tattoos?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they can. Does that mean they're trying to recruit Muslims?
They might. But, you know, what it really comes down to is some extreme groups have actually recruited guys. And what they'll do is they'll send them off to the Army, get all the Army training, and then they'll come back after they're done with the Army, and then they'll be part of their extreme group. In the meantime, tattoos are just another way of showing your, you know, gang affiliation, your group affiliation. So instead of having colors like red or blue, you have tattoo signs, and by not allowing them below the elbows, below the knees, or about the neck, you're hiding that symbol.
So, where'd you get all this information? This is intriguing to me. Where'd you get this?
Well, I was in the military, plus I still have a lot of guys that are still in, and there are some stories out about it.
No kidding. So they're talking about amongst themselves. So do you think it will hurt recruiting, yay or nay?
I don't think so, because most of your recruiting is kids who, at the time, don't have tattoos until they're in the military.
Yeah, I think having a tattoo when you are in the military is like a rite of passage. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Is it unprofessional to have a tattoo? I guess it would come down to what kind of tattoo it is, what it looks like, if it scares people. They already have a rule, and I think this is good, for you can't have tattoos that are sexist. Well, that leaves out the, you know, women tattoos on the bicep and making a dance. Racist tattoos, extremist tattoos. According to Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler, the top non-commissioned officer, outlined the proposed rules to troops during a visit to Afghanistan. Chandler told soldiers Saturday that Secretary John McHugh had approved but not yet signed off on the changes of Army Regulations 670-1, which oversees grooming, tattoos, and uniforms.
Up next on the countdown, immigration, climate change, Syria, in the focus, as we work our way down to number 1 this week on the countdown.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen on the air with a countdown. Number 8, immigration reform. That's what's this week's number 8 item. Talk host Rob Schilling with Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform about the latest report on the rising number of illegal immigrants in the United States.
There was reports over the past week or so about an increasing illegal alien population in America. What are the latest numbers and what's the trend?
The numbers are rising. The Pew Research Center, pretty good group, good methodology, well respected. They are reporting, interestingly, almost the same numbers we have, that the illegal alien population in the country has been rising over the last several years and is about 11.7 million illegal aliens in the U.S. right now. You know, this is not a big surprise to anyone who's been paying the slightest bit of attention to what's going on, because since President Obama took office, he has been systematically dismantling interior enforcement. You have plans in place now that basically tell that any federal law enforcement agent don't detain or remove any illegal alien unless they've been convicted of a violent felony. The president has put in place a backdoor amnesty to the deferred action, where he is using administrative executive powers to give stays of removal to broad categories of illegal aliens. And then, of course, on top of that, you've got this looming promise of amnesty. So illegal aliens know a good thing when they see it, and the bottom line is they know they won't be removed right now. So it's a good time to come and a very good time to stay, and I think that accounts largely for why the numbers have increased.
Climate change, number 7 on the countdown, something new and different. Not. Talk host John Justice with political analyst Stephen Cruiser. They talk about public opinion turning against the president on the issue of global warming and the combined discussions that take place on climate change.
You've got an LA Times article, global warming hiatus puts climate change scientists on the spot. In the meantime, off the Huffington Post, you've got an article here from Gina McCarthy, time to act on climate change. The opening line of this was making me laugh during the break, Stephen Cruiser. It goes, I didn't plan for a life built around protecting the environment, but at some point I realized at its core, the issue of a clean environment is a matter of public health. I know the latest polls show that the skepticism over global warming and climate change is at its highest. Do you think that Barack Obama is going to continue to gain any kind of support for his climate change initiatives, or do you think the public opinion is waning so much that he's going to have a difficult time pushing this stuff through?
Well, I sent this. For those who don't know in the audience, Gina McCarthy is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency. So when she talks about changing things, time to act right now, you know we're dealing with another case of executive overreach from the president.
Sure.
I don't think the opinion polls will have anything to do with it. I think that they're gearing up because there is so much cronyism wrapped up, and this is something we really lack in attacking them on. I mean, they're always attacking us for connections to big oil and this and that, and there's so much money, so much cronyism involved with green tech and green companies that we fail to mention, and that's why this is going to go forward. That's one of the reasons I sent this article to show that despite overwhelming evidence, screw the hiatus, it's just not happening. There's no hiatus here.
Right.
There was a major climate scientist just a couple of months ago who said, if it continues like this for two more years, we have to admit that all of our projections were wrong.
Syria comes in at number six on the countdown. Here's host Howie Carr with military analyst Colonel David Hunt. They talk about the connections between some of the militia groups in Syria and all of our friends at Al-Qaeda.
There's more bad news piling up in Syria, and we just wanted to check in with Colonel Hunt. Colonel, what's the latest? I assume the destruction of the chemical weapons by Bashar Assad and his regime has already begun, right?
No, we cannot report it.
No? No?
There's a couple other things. We already hit a report. 11
militias?
Militia groups.
Yeah.
Have decided, these are the moderate groups who were funding and financing.
Yes.
Have decided to leave their moderate militia group and join Al-Qaeda.
And I assume they'll be taking their nice weapons that they got from the United States of America and Saudi Arabia and Qatar with them to join as they join the
well, a couple of things. Yes,
Al-Qaeda.
They take everything with them. But the best fighters of the militia group are the terrorists.
Yeah.
The terrorist organizations, which is one of the reasons that they joined them. So, so you can just see them tracing across the desert floor with U.S. weapons in tow and equipment.
Right.
And just going into the Al-Qaeda camp and being welcomed with open arms.
Well, this was one of the reasons why we weren't getting them the weapons quickly, because we were trying to vet these groups to make sure that they weren't going to go to Al-Qaeda. So apparently now we finished vetting them and gave them the weapons, and now they've gone to Al-Qaeda.
Howie, don't exaggerate now. It's only 11 groups. It's only 11 militia groups on the moderates. And by the way, it's front page New York Times. This is not like it's like a super secret. Oh, my gosh. This is you cannot continue to make this up. Al-Shabaab, who did all the killing in Kenya, is in these organizations. They're one of the terrorist groups. Andre al-Sharia, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood. And now 11 U.S.-funded.
U.S.-armed.
Armed.
Yeah. With a little help from the Saudis and the Gulf states, perhaps.
Thank you. And no, there hasn't been a single, there's been no movement on the Assad-Russian destruction of the chemical weapon. Zero.
Up next, a review of what's happened in Kenya this past week, the UN and their connection there. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As we keep moving along, reviewing the hot hits, the talkers charts, if you will, for the week of September 23rd, that was Monday through the 27th, that's Friday, the Kenya Mall Massacre is at number 5, and here is a group of, here are, plural, talk radio callers, sort of a montage, if you will, talking about the terror attack in Nairobi.
I think it's pretty simple. All we have to do is put giant signs up near every public event that this is a gun-free zone and eliminate the carrying of guns, and boy, people will be safe then, because then only the bad guys will have the guns, and therefore only the people who are led to slaughter will be slaughtered. Until we start fighting an enemy as an enemy, we're doomed.
I'm just so tired of the bombs and the drones from America, the bombs from the Middle East, and I look at Peter King, Congressman Peter King. He is, he speaks for his own culture. He doesn't care about anybody else. He's a warmonger. He speaks for the Zionists. I wish they all would stop. Stop the bombs. Stop the drones. Let's talk peace. Are we ever going to hear peace again in this lifetime?
I'm trying to imagine, how do we protect ourselves totally? It's almost impossible. We are a free society. We come and go as we want. I just don't know how we would protect ourselves from terrorist acts. Guns is not the answer. Hiring more police, hiring more security, it's not working.
Number 4 on the countdown, the General Assembly meeting. Here's host Jack Harris with correspondent Hassan Giordano. They talk about the arms treaty signed this week at the UN by Secretary of State John Kerry.
Give us some clarity on what this UN arms treaty is all about.
Well, it's basically, you know, in its intent, good in terms of it's basically aiming at transferring guns or selling guns and giving arms and weapons to the bad guys, so to speak, to countries like the Sudan and Syria who have histories of using it against their own people or using it in the wrong manner. So, but for the NRA to say that all of a sudden that this is an attack on individual citizens' right to bear arms is totally disingenuous. I mean, that's not at all anywhere written in the treaty and is not the intent of the treaty or the 89 countries that have signed on to the treaty.
But how will it impact arms coming to this country, collectors and people like that? Is there going to be any impact on that?
No, it wouldn't. This basic treaty basically says that the flow of arms can be going through to different countries, but it would basically put a somewhat of an international arms embargo on countries that have a history of using them in the wrong manner. So America would not, and it wouldn't, in other words, we've seen that arms that America has given to places like Afghanistan ended up in the hands of terrorists who ended up using them in the wrong manner, Osama bin Laden, case in point. But the bigger question is, how does it get done? You know, of the 89 countries that have signed on to the treaty, only four have actually ratified it, and America's prospect of ratifying it going through the Senate is even tougher with the supermajority, that the two-thirds vote that it's going to need to get through the Senate. And that's going to be, in and of itself, when you look at it right now, though Republicans are lined up, and that's all you need, is a Republican minority lined up behind it and you don't get it passed, because it's not a simple majority. Again, it's the two-thirds majority. It's not even a three-fifths that we usually see with the 60 votes. So with the Republicans lined up against it, you can almost kiss it goodbye. It's not going anywhere. But you also have Democrats now who are coming out against it for some odd reason, especially when we see these terrorist attacks across seas. You would think that you would try to do any and everything to keep the arms out of the hands of the bad guys. But two cases of point. First of all, we know that you can sign any piece of legislation you want. Bad guys do not get guns from legal measures. So how far this, and will it be just a simple piece of paper that really has no effect? I think most people would say yes. But then for it to be coming from the Obama administration, I guess they seem to forget about what's called Fast and Furious.
The UN General Assembly, fourth most talked about item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So let's go back to number 10 and see where we are, at least at this point on the countdown. Water being found on Mars, number 10. The Army's new tattoo policy, number 9. Immigration reform is at 8. Climate change, number 7. What's going on in Syria, number 6. The Kenya Mall massacre is 5. UN General Assembly is 4. So you're wondering what numbers 3, 2, and 1 are you not? Well, we'll get into all the R's and the Y's and the wherefores of those three coming up just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates.
What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 27th of September. Number three, the threat of a government shutdown. Here's host Bob Montgomery with Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana. They talk about the possibility that the government will be shut down as soon as next week.
You know, this issue is something we've dealt with seemingly time and again over the last several years. We deal with these continuing resolutions. Sometimes they come and go with very little fanfare because it's handled ahead of time. But this time we're dealing with another potential government shutdown. Kind of the $64,000 question. Do you think a shutdown will happen?
I certainly hope not. It looks like we'll be sending a funding bill over to the House here in the next day or so. And I'm very hopeful that as soon as they sign off on it, we'll be able to move forward. The concerns are obviously things like veterans receiving their disability payments for their injuries, military pay. And so this is as serious as it gets. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we can have disagreements over various policies, but we shouldn't make the rest of the country suffer for that.
Of course, the question today is, while the Senate can certainly agree to one thing, the House may not agree with what the Senate sends over. And I know there has been some fast-track movement giving at least the possibility of some sort of resolution coming out of this. But the House has already made it clear that it wants Obamacare defunded. As far as you're concerned, is that a non-starter?
That won't happen simply because, you know, that's already law. We've had election after election after that, and you know, it's like trying to turn back the clock. My belief has always been, look, there's people on the left who don't want to even try to fix any parts of it. There's people on the right who want to completely defund it. My feeling is it's like Senator Susan Collins, my Republican partner. We're sponsors of a bill that makes it so that a work week is 40 hours is full time. I'm also for the medical device tax repeal. And so my belief is if you're looking at this, let's fix those things that may not be perfect, but let's get coverage for those with cancer who have never been able to get insurance coverage before. Let's keep making sure that seniors can save over $175 million just in Indiana alone last year on prescriptions. So my idea is, you know, let's fix what may not be working and let's take the best of it.
What do you think of the Senator Ted Cruz filibuster, especially given the fact that hours later he voted in favor of the bill he was trying to slow down?
That was pretty inexplicable. I was the beneficiary of 4 hours in the chair monitoring it, and you know, my focus is it shouldn't be about us individually. It should be about the people back home, making sure we can give them certainty,
make sure we can give our businesses certainty. And so looking in that respect, that to filibuster for 22 hours and then an hour or two later vote against everything you've said the last 22 hours was hard to make sense of.
So talk caller reaction is always good when it comes to things like this. This is a very sort of one of those vox populi conversations. So here is a montage of talk radio callers, and their focus is the looming threat of a government shutdown.
It's a pretty dangerous idea, a shutdown. You know, under President Obama, our economy is gradually picking up. The deficit is going down, and that's what the Republicans hate. They want to undo any progress that President Obama has made. They do not care about the American people. Ever since he won the election in 2008, it's been their main goal to try to take this president down and undo any good he's done. They remind me of bullies in a schoolyard. If they can't have all the toys, the Republicans, they will bust up any toys that are there.
You know, if they can't keep the government running, then they're not doing their jobs. If they're not doing their jobs, they shouldn't be paid just like anybody else. If I didn't do my job, I'd be fired, and I think they should be too. It's getting ridiculous, you know. These congressmen and senators, they're constantly on vacation, spring break, summer break, fall break. When they do show up in the White House and try to actually go to work, normally if they get anything done, it ends up harming America. And I just think it's totally out of control, and they should all just go home and stay home. We'd probably be better off without them.
All right, this boils down to me, man, as one thing. This is not been the president, which has to be a man of color, leave a legacy here. That's all this is. It has nothing to do about nothing else. They've been saying no to Barack since he's been in office. And the only legacy that he has is health care, and they want to destroy it. They will actually try to shut the government down to not let this be the law of the land. It's a sad day, man. Thanks.
After I watched Senator Cruz's speech for 21 hours, I thought, you know, how you know, useless all this bickering is between parties right now, and how we're not doing the right things that we should be doing in order to try and get a resolution in our economy, and, you know, the Affordable Care Act. I believe, you know, some points the Republicans are making are very valid points, but at the same time, I think we're going about it the wrong way. And I do not think that a government shutdown is necessary, but I do think that there should be a little bit of compromise between both parties. The Keystone Pipeline would bring a lot of revenue to our country, but at the same time, you know, coming from a guy who works in the mortgage industry, my company's premiums have already gone up for the Affordable Care Act. There needs to be some sort of reevaluation, and I think that one year, sit down and talk about it extension is a good idea.
That leads us to number two, Senator Ted Cruz, and his over 21 hours of talking and talking and talking. Yes, the big talk-talkathon this week. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Musicians, over 700 products representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Okay. New kid, here's your company phone. I have pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen, number two on this week's countdown, Senator Ted Cruz and his non-filibuster, wasn't official since there was a predetermined point at which he had to stop anyway. Bill O'Reilly talked to Charles Krauthammer about what Krauthammer thought of Cruz and what he was really up to.
You know, I was wrong in the beginning of this analyzing Cruz business. I said to myself, you know, why is he doing this? Going to create chaos and division in the Republican Party. But now, and I'm not as quick in the uptake as you are, Charles, I have changed my mind. This is a brilliant move by Cruz because he's trying to take over the Republican Party. He's trying to take over the conservative wing. He wants to knock out Rand Paul, who kind of had that territory. He wants to become the standard bearer and shape the party to what he thinks it should be. And this is his vehicle. He knows he's going to lose, but now it's Ted Cruz. I'm the man. So it's kind of brilliant.
You're right on both counts. He's going to lose. And he's helping himself. And that's what all this is about.
Yep.
It'll be remembered as a diversion. Its only effect is going to be, it's going to have no effect on Obamacare. It's not going to shut down the government. Its only effect is to split the Republicans in the Senate needlessly over a diversion that is not going to happen. But you're absolutely right. It was Rand Paul who stole the thunder by that brilliant piece of theater when he did the filibuster 11 hours on his feet. And he captured the imagination of the, let's say, a core constituency.
What was the filibuster?
Going to
remind everybody what it was?
It was about the drone strikes.
Okay.
He wanted assurance from the attorney general that they would never strike an American sitting in a coffee shop in Omaha. I'm not sure that was a big problem in our country, but he got 11 hours out of it,
right.
And he became a star. So Cruz says, well, if he can do that, I can do this. Except that it's slightly more destructive for the politics of the Republicans. And look, it's playing in the Democratic hands. Right now, the Republicans own the Obamacare issue. It's unpopular. It's about to go into effect. For God's sake, even the labor unions are opposed to it. The AFL-CIO, which is the biggest supporter of the Democrats, came within a whisker of calling for its repeal. So everybody is on our side on this issue. And what are we talking about instead of Obamacare implementation, the train wreck? We're talking about Ted Cruz, shutdown of the government, people who are not going to get their Medicare, soldiers who aren't going to get their pay. Why? Because Cruz is pulling this stunt, which will have no effect at all in the end.
Host Joe and Lauren Kahn talking to ABC's Rick Klein about Senator Ted Cruz and the talkathon and what, if anything, he accomplished.
Other than this being about Cruz, what was this about, Rick?
Well, that's hard to make the second piece on this list. But there is a segment of the country, and it's inside the Republican Party for the most part, that feels like Obamacare is a terrible, horrible thing, and that politicians who aren't doing literally everything in their power to stop it are falling short in their promise. And so Ted Cruz, in addition to helping Ted Cruz in this, was giving voice to that. And that's why you saw those tweets that were on there very supportive of it. It's not a majority of the Republican Party. It's not a majority of the country. But there's a segment out there that feels like even a government shutdown is worth it when it comes to stopping Obamacare and when it comes to stopping the Obama agenda.
Well, and many Republicans also fear that if there is a government shutdown in this case, they'd be blamed for it.
Yeah, that's the concern, and that's why Ted Cruz got a public lashing from fellow Republicans. John McCain was on the Senate floor just moments after Ted Cruz was, with a bit of a history lesson about what they all did to try to stop Obamacare. And there's just really no appetite inside most of the Republican Party to shut down the government over this. But Ted Cruz and the folks who are following him, there's a relatively small number in the Senate and a small number in the House as well, but that's sizable enough to make a difference, perhaps. They feel like they want to take this fight all the way to the distance.
And, Rick, there's a larger problem here, obviously, with Ted Cruz, too, because, you know, here we have a Republican Party that just learned, we thought learned from the last election that, you know, you can talk about how Mitt Romney's a moderate, but the fact that was that a lot of that election was fueled by the far right, by Tea Party ideas, and Ted Cruz is really enjoying the spotlight, and Ted Cruz doesn't always speak respectfully of the opposition, and Ted Cruz is polarizing, and, you know, we've got people like Chris Wallace of Fox News saying the minute he mentioned that Ted Cruz was going to be a guest on his show, he got a ton of calls from members of Congress saying, please don't book him, and they were Republican members of Congress.
Yeah, that's right. They're stopping a lot of opposition research on him. Here's the thing. Inside the Republican Party right now, you can't suffer in a primary for being too anti-Obama or too anti-Obamacare. So there's no incentive to feel like you're doing anything to help the president whatsoever, even if that anything is just basic governance, like keeping the government open and funding government programs. So you have this disincentive toward any cooperation and a big incentive to an up-and-coming politician like a Ted Cruz who won in a primary that he wasn't supposed to win last year, like the gentleman is running against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky right now, Matt Bevin, a Tea Party challenger. He feels like he can make an argument that Mitch McConnell's doing too much to go along to get along, which is not something that Mitch McConnell is usually accused of when it comes to President Obama.
And again, back to the talk radio caller action here. Here's what some of you had to say about Ted Cruz and the talk marathon.
Cruz was eloquent, and I enjoy a good old-fashioned style filibuster more than anybody else. But the problem was that it was actually false. There are two issues that concern me. People are spreading this lie that government employees are exempt from Obamacare, that Obama's exempted them, and he's exempted big business. And in fact, that's not true. And these talking points just keep going and getting people riled up. And so because Cruz is so eloquent, they just believe it. It's not true, and I wish you would address that. What is happening with government employees is that they have been kicked on the exchange just like everybody else. Senator Grassley tried to get it through that the government, like any other employer, would not contribute to the employees' health fund, and that's why they were looking, so many employees were looking at leaving, because basically they were taking a pay cut.
I just think it's ludicrous. He knows it's not going to go anywhere. I don't know why he's doing this. I have voted Republican and Democrat at certain times. I mean, this is not going to go anywhere. It's just a complete waste of time. I mean, let's work on things that have really got to be done. You know, there's a lot of things that have to be done. That's not going anywhere. Why waste the Senate time? You know, that's all I've got to say.
I am disappointed by the editorials or the newspaper articles and those in the so-called media who are slamming Senator Cruz and who probably have not watched much of his filibuster, for lack of a better word. I have watched every hour of it, and he has been brilliant, has been absolutely eloquent, just educational. I've learned so much about this.
I think that I think they shouldn't be filibustering in the Senate, but that's not the proper way to go about it. I agree that Obamacare is not the way to go, but I think that this is probably an improper way of getting rid of Obamacare. But they should go ahead and have a vote on it and let the Senate then work with the bill that they received from the House. If they're going to take the if they're going to take a section on Obamacare and defunding Obamacare, then bring it, take it back to the House and let the House deal with it there rather than filibustering. But I think that the Republicans are going to have to wait until November of next year when we kick the Democrats out to do something about Obamacare.
That leaves us with number one, Obamacare. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome back into the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here at number one. Happy to introduce, I don't know if I'm happy to introduce this or not. Actually, I'm kind of sick of listening personally to all the discussion of Obamacare. Here's host Dave Debo with medical analyst Ann Monroe. They talk about what we ought to expect when the Affordable Care Act goes into effect next week.
October 1st, the health care exchanges open up. That is the way, under Obamacare, under health care reform, that the folks that don't have insurance will be able to go online and kind of trade policies and compare them and get them. Sure, we've heard that the business community isn't happy with it. We've certainly heard that Republicans aren't happy with it. But what about the people that would actually be getting the policies? Are we ready for it?
Well, I think that question is multi-layered and complex. Are we ready for it in a number of ways? There is, I believe, and it's shown, a pent-up desire for coverage, more affordable, more full coverage on the parts of lots of people. And they're not just people who are unemployed, but often people who are working but either can't afford the coverage offered by their employer or are not offered coverage by their employer. I find it interesting that more and more organizations are now hiring people at 29 hours a week,
right,
which means they're not eligible for benefits. And as we see more and more of this, there's going to be more and more of a need for individuals, families, and even small businesses to take advantage of the New York State of Health, which is the name of the public marketplace.
I think I saw in this past week that some firms are even not offering insurance now to those over the 29, saying instead of us giving you a policy, we'll put you into the exchange.
Well, I think, first of all, there are two kinds of exchanges. There's the public exchange, which is, as I said, the New York State of Health.
Mm-hmm.
Then some benefits organizations are offering private exchanges. The significant difference between the two, as far as I understand it, is that in the public exchange, you will be eligible or may be eligible for subsidies to cover part of your costs depending upon your income. And whereas that's offered only through the public exchange. So employers who employ a lot of low-wage workers may find that their workers are better off if they go through the exchange, where there might be an offset or a subsidy, or if you think about it, a coupon to help pay for the coverage. So while some of them are doing it just to shed their responsibility, I think there are others that are doing it to make more options available to their lower paid workers and also be in a position to provide some support for them.
Here's host Ray Steele with the health policy expert Kosali Simon. They talk about why there's so much confusion in the marketplace about Obamacare.
You'd be lucky to find one person, maybe two people, who know exactly what that means, I think. At least if you believe a couple of polls that were out recently from Pew Research Center USA Today, and there was also a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, who really don't know what it means. They know that the law is taking effect. Some people know what the talk show hosts have told them, that it's the end of the world as we know it. Why do you think there's so much confusion about what's happening here?
Well, I think one of the factors that has caused a lot of changes in the way that it was envisioned is the Supreme Court decision about the role that states can have in especially when it comes to Medicaid, the role that states play in deciding whether to have the expansion or not. But even beyond that, there is this lack of simplicity in the way the exchanges are set up, in the sense that in some states, the states set it up, and in others, it's the federal government. So that means there are different places people will look to go to sign up. So for a state like Indiana, which is going to have the federal option, the website that people will go to find out about what this new marketplace will look like is the federal website. But if you're in a state like, say, California, that's doing their own exchange design, you'll go to a California-specific website. So that one of the polls recently has shown that whether your state is designing their own exchange or going with the federal fallback is a factor that has been correlated with whether a lot of people in the state seem to know about the new options starting October or not.
Obamacare is the number one item, the most talked about topic, if you will, subject matter on talk radio, news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio this week. Let's recap. Water on Mars, number 10. Army's new tattoo policy, number 9. Immigration reform, number 8. Climate change, number 7. Syria, number 6. Kenya Mall massacre, number 5. UN General Assembly meeting, number 4. Threat of a government shutdown, number 3. Senator Ted Cruz, number 2. And Obamacare, number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.